he comes to minister to us.
Thank you. Yes, you, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. It's on? All right. Thank y'all. Have a seat. Is it okay if can I stay down here?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right? Would that be too fussy for y'all? That chair will do fine. Thank you. Okay, so turns out I'm the 8th generation preacher. Yeah. And that's really helpful in a lot of ways. But with God, He wants your heart, not your resume. Isn't that something? And so, I'm very grateful for the lineage. I don't know what to say to y'all. I don't have a horror story. I wasn't raised from bad parents. I wasn't molested. I wasn't abused by them. They're great people. They all died in Jesus, and that's awesome. I'm happy. And I apologize, I don't have a horror story in that regard. It seems like some people like talking about horror stories. I'm the guy that likes to talk about the good part. I can scare you because I was just in South Africa 2 weeks ago, and there's a pretty good war happening over there. And I can really scare you with some of this racist stuff if you want to. I'd rather not. I'd rather tell you about how awesome Jesus is. Amen. And how he's righting the ship and fixing stuff. Yeah. Is that okay if I do that part instead of the... Just turn on your TV and you can see all the bad news. At least slants of it. But my wife and I... Come here, woman. This right here is Mrs. Hogan. And you want to say something? Here, say something. She's not going to talk. I mean, you're welcome to try to get her to. We completed, what was it, 53? We completed 53 years of marriage. September the 3rd. Yes. Good, I'm getting some good points going. And honestly, I still love this lady. And she loves me back. And she's standing here, both of us are healed. Look at us. We're healthy. And we old. And it's just a blessing. I'm telling you. You need to make a couple of choices. And they need to be Jesus. Watch this, I'm fixing to get in trouble. They need to be Jesus' only choices. And I'm not talking about the religion. I'm talking about Jesus is the only focus. You make those choices and things will start going better for you. It'll turn. It turns on its own when you put Jesus in the lead. Not a second or third choice. Number one. And neither one of us, she's way more staunch or strong in a couple of things than I am. And I'm strong. But she's quiet, but she just absolutely stands there and ain't but one word comes out of her mouth. Jesus. And I've done grown to like that. I really do. So anything you want to say? No, you good? All right. All right, well, I got to do a job. I'll be along directly. Okay. And this is Luis, our youngest. Have a stand and say hello to the folks, buddy. Luis Alberto. He's a Guatemaltecan, Maiquiche Indian. God blessed us with adopting him when he was a little bitty. Yeah, it was a saving thing. So we come here to bless you. I'm not mad. In a minute, you probably think I might be. I'm not. Look at me. I'm not afraid of you at all. If I was mad at you, I would tell you. Because I'm not afraid human being. Jesus is king. Okay? And we still live in a war zone. You can lay down on my bed if you would, but it's doubtful you'll come. But you can hear gun battles near about every night between the cartels and the army and that. That's not my battle. I have a different battle. And I really come here to tell you some parts of it, if that's okay. God's opened up to us brand new Europe. I don't know what to say to you. I didn't want to go to Europe. I like my war zone. I like my scary life. I do. It keeps your blood pumping. You know? But all of a sudden, I got an invitation from Norway. Went over there. Big old work. I mean, them people's on fire. I'm telling you. Vikings. Right out. When you land, there's one of those Viking ships with those big old fellas with swords. And they some quite serious people, those Vikings. So I thought, I'm going to get along good with these folks. Turns out I do. But I want to tell you, I'd never been there. They're high educated. I think it's 95% of the families in all of Norway have at least one electric car. I mean, they don't think like you think or like I think. They think different. Which I guess if you're a Viking, you would probably. But I got along well with them. Can't say as I agree with some of their interpretation of how things ought to be, but that's all right. But something happened, y'all. And I just want to tell you it happened. It was 8 months ago. And I was just there a few days ago, and I saw the lady with my own eyes. There was a lady in a wheelchair 50 years. Now, I don't know what you know about people with incurable diseases, and it takes, because the government, the insurance is run out of money in a minute for you. And then it's up to the family to take care of them hurting people. And so here you got the second generation of family taking care of this broken woman. Do you hear me? How it's extended. It's not one or two people. It's like dozens of people. Marriages that are affected by one person's incurable disease. But now, this is what you know what I like? I like being 72 years old, and I like being healthy. Yes. Do you see me? Yes. Next weekend, next Saturday, I'm running my 61st marathon. Yep. Yes, sir. 61. And everybody, all y'all old gray heads, y'all got jokes about people like my age that's running marathons. He's just jealous. I'm going to give you something to be jealous about. Because I'm going to win my age bracket. You just watch. Them young people, I don't even see them. I see them at the starting line, then I don't see them no more. And that's okay. But you know what I like? I like finishing those things. I like my whole goal in running against you. It's not racing anybody. You know what it's doing? It's me stepping across that finish line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's accomplishing something that few can do at my age. I like that. Okay? And so I'm going to do it Saturday. Next Saturday. That's a week. Whoo! I got to get this job done. So anyway, all of that. Now watch. I want to tell you the amount of training I do. Like he and I did 10 miles yesterday. You see me? I'm not even hurt. I have zero pain. You see that? Zero. I'm blessed. Say it. I want to be blessed. Say it. Shalabata. It matters. It matters to have a testimony. Let's go back to Norway. That lady had a broken back in two places. They brought up the wheelchair people. Every service, when I was talking, they brought them up there. Set them right in the front. Every service, I'd go straddle those wheelchairs. I ignore the people. I don't give a flip. Because I have a job. Look at me. I can help that lady.
Yeah.
How do you know? Well, that's the wrong question. The right question is, how come you don't? Clearly the Bible says we can.
Yeah.
So there's a discrepancy somewhere. So I'm trying to figure that out. I'm not here to be mad at you. Even to fuss at you. I don't give a flip. Have at it. Do what you're going to do. I'm old enough to know you ain't going to listen to me. But I'm going to do my job and tell you what the Bible says and invite you. Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? I'm not here to push you anywhere. What I'm here to do is lock arms with you and let's do this battle together. Is that safe enough? Y'all, I laid hands on that lady, I don't know, probably six times. She's still drooling, you know. But I don't even know how to explain this to you, and I'm not going to try. I'm going to let him try to figure it out theologically. But there is a power that runs around with us that it turns out after all these years of me doing all this stuff I do, I have figured out that it's really not even us at all. We're following it, and it looks like we're the ones making the plans, when the whole time there's a bigger power guiding us to make certain decisions. And this is for real. I don't know what to say to you. I know it sounds prideful. I know it sounds like arrogance. I know what it sounds like. But let me tell you what happened. That lady waited 50 years for me to get there. And you know what I needed to be when I got there? Ready. Do you hear me? I didn't know that it was a destiny moment. I didn't know that it was a will of God environment. They all look the same to me. I've done so much of this that I can't tell. I just can't tell. So I do them all the same, hoping that it'll work. Well, that lowers the percentages. At least I have percentage. Y'all, I'm not kidding you. I left. We didn't see a thing. 3 days after we left, the family whose turn it was to take care of mom, because she's old, they hear a noise in her room banging around. So they go in there to see what it is. And there's Mom up getting dressed. Listen to me. 50 years. Look at all these people don't even know what 50 years is. They ain't even 50 years old. Well, that's a long time. I've been married 53. I'm telling you, that's a while.
Come on.
And that lady, y'all, got a brand new back. There was an angel come in there. He's called, I call him, I'm wrong, there ain't even a Bible verse for this. But I call him the glowing man. Because he comes through the roof normally, real bright light with a human in the middle of it. So to me, he's a glowing man. I don't know if it's Jesus or an archangel or... Neither do I give a flip. See, that's the point to me now. Old as I am, man, I used to try to figure everything out. Man, you ain't, I'm going to unplug you if you don't explain to me what's going on. But now, I don't care. You know what I care about? That the current's flowing. I cannot manage it up here. I can't. But you know what I can do? I can be on duty at the right place at the right time. When God's connect happens. Go, when you hit that crossroads of the mercy of God and the will of God and the glowing man. Things happen. And that's all I wanted to come here and tell y'all. I didn't come here to rebuke you, to curse you, to hate on you. I don't, like I said, I don't give a flip what you do. I really don't. I used to worry about people. But you know what? It didn't ever help a thing. Why don't I try to worry about me and get this sorted over here? 50 years that woman waited on me. And they were some of the best healers in the world went through that place because it's real famous. But it was my turn. Do you understand? Say it. I want to turn. Say it. I want to turn. I'd really like to see that. Say it. Just fix one. Isn't that right? Come on now. You younger ones. Y'all listen to me. He busy trying to sort it out. It ain't going to sort out. I'm telling you. Jesus is king.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm right about this stuff. I'm serious. Because the other day, because this woman don't say a word right here. Y'all going to find out. She says a lot to me when it's not in here. But the other day we was there in Cape Town, South Africa. Murder capital of Africa. Man, I mean, it's a war. Listen, at church, six men had AR-15s with live rounds standing at key positions to have a crossfire. At church. There were eight men behind them, both. Each one of those eight men had two pistols with two clips each. In church. See, what I'm telling you is a different life. You are blessed. I need you to be understand that it ain't because of you. It's somebody ahead of you made some good decisions. And you need to make good decisions. We need to understand Jesus is king. We need to understand that. And I don't know how to push you into it. So I'm going to try to lead you into it. because it works. Yeah. You should have seen that lady kissing me the other day. I kind of enjoyed it. Man, I'm 72 years old, and she don't even get jealous, so I'll just let that woman keep kissing me. I didn't care. You know what? That lady was happy to be out of that chair.
Yeah.
Do you understand? She wasn't the only one that got redeemed from that prison sentence of that chair. Do you hear me? That entire family. Now, guess what? They all got saved now. Come on. And it's just being at the right place at the right time and not a filthy sinner, but somebody's trying to walk with Jesus, trying to, I'd never tell you I'm a good person. You look at me in the eyes. I'm not a good human, but you know what I am? Right. Do you hear, you understand the difference? We're never going to make it being good enough. But you see, the mercy of God's good enough. It turns out I'm right about this. And that woman over there was, she had 500 women in this woman's deal. And she was just sitting up there on a chair, up on the thing, just talking salt. And I'm just telling her, get up out of that chair and make some movement. And she's just sitting up there, just her way. You know what happened when they got done with that conference? There were, 70 of y'all baptized? How many was it? Six? Yeah. The women started baptizing, and they baptized for over an hour. Two women at the time. For over an hour. All these women getting saved and families sorted out and blessed. And say it. I like that. Say it.
I like that.
Say it. I want to be part of that. Say it. Come on. Y'all understand we can do this? We can do this. Can you see I'm convinced I can? I can do it. I can't do much else, but this right here, I can do this. I stayed with it. And figured some stuff out. And now the glowing man, he manipulates us and we get to go and do stuff. You got it?
Amen, yes.
I said you got it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, having said all that, I want to read you a couple of Bible verses so you'll feel like it's church. Otherwise, I need to pacify some religious spirits, you know? You see how much fun I'm having? Y'all see it, right? See, I made my mind up. I don't want no foolishness. You just tell me the truth and I'll sort it out. Are you that way or not? Wouldn't you prefer the truth? It doesn't matter how hard it might hit me upside the head. If I can take the truth and trust it, this thing called freedom involved. My Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'll take me some of that. Thank you. Holy Ghost. Say, I will too. Say it. Here, give me one of those halls. Now, let me read y'all a verse because I got you set up. Y'all, surely by now you got it figured out. I've been at this long enough. I don't do anything just haphazardly. Because he asked me to go out and eat. I said, I don't want to. Because I've been traveling. I'm old. I just want to get here and do my job and do it well. And I can eat a roast beef sandwich just about any time, you know. But doing this job right and helping people that are suffering and having, feeling like it's their lot in life, I don't agree with that at all. My lot in life is to walk with Jesus and be a free man. Now that there is my lot in life. Y'all clear? And see, I'm still smiling at you. I'm telling you, I'm not mad at you at all. But I'm mad at some things around us that's trying to take over our world and manipulate our life, and it's just not legal at all. So the answer is no. I'm going to go ahead and walk with Jesus. Thank you. And then, like, I get myself involved in a whole bunch of fights, you know, talking like this. You can imagine, right? And I'll get going, and they'll ask me all these questions, and then I figure out that they set me up to debunk me. Right? And I'll tell them, y'all excuse me, I got to go to the toilet. You know what happens? I don't go back. Do you understand? I'm under no obligation to fight with you whatsoever. My obligation is to worship Jesus and to call him King and Lord. Okay? Is that fair? All right, so let's do a Bible verse so some of y'all that need it can have it. So let's go over here to Luke chapter 10. And the leader of the pack of needing Jesus is me. Because I'm going to show you something in a minute. Is it Miss Marilyn? Where is she? Oh, you got it all sorted? Ain't you just awesome? Yeah, and I told her I was going to be a little aggressive. That was real nice. Tell her, everybody tell her, he was nice to you. Go ahead and tell her. So you will turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Is it okay? Because this came to me on the airplane, so I'm going to trust it. Okay? I do this right here. What y'all seeing me do, I do this every day of my life. And I like to do this. I like to look people in the face and tell them the truth. I do. I don't know. It helps me sleep. You just need a human that ain't afraid and it'll tell you the truth. You need that in your life. Yeah. So Luke 10, your Bible says, oh, can I use Amplified? Is that okay? All right. Because I got all the different versions in here. I can just swap it around. But I like this because I've been told I'm a little thick-headed in the front up here. And things don't get in quick as they do to other people. So I need enough words to explain it to me. Okay? So Luke chapter 10, verse 1. It says, after this, the Lord. Say, Lord.
Lord.
It says, the Lord chose. Say, choose me.
Choose me.
See, look. I know the rat race that's driving most of us and how we think if we can just make a few decisions and right people see us and we can make it. No, it ain't going to happen. You're going to be bypassed and overlooked. What you need is Jesus. And you need him to choose you. I was telling him a while ago, my son, Jody, y'all know Jody, he's been here with me before. He's doing well. He's a lot better preacher than I am. Yeah, he's running to work, most of the work there in Mexico. He's doing a really good job. I'm glad. But just a few hours ago, he started out of Mexico, and y'all don't even know it. But there's a 200-mile section driving from where we live to get to the United States border that you ain't going to make it. It's a war zone. He called me a while ago and there was two burned out vehicles and bullet holes and all that. He said, Dad, I said, son, hold your breath and keep driving. Just keep going. So y'all don't understand that life. I hope you never do. But God chose us to do a job. And ours is a little bit hard right now. It'll turn around for us. God is with us. Yeah. Say it. God's with me. Say it. It says, the Lord chose. Say, choose me.
Choose me.
And look what else. It says in Amplified, and appointed. Say, I want to be appointed. I offer myself to be chosen, and I offer myself to be appointed. I don't have any preconceived ideas. I don't have something I'd rather do or not do. And by being that way, I get asked to do some really odd jobs. But the one in Norway, that lady in that wheelchair, because see, I kissed her on the forehead. It was a horror story. And how did I know? You tell me, how did I know that by straddling that lady in that wheelchair and kissing her on the forehead that glowing man was coming? How do you know? You don't know that. No. But it's part of the being chosen. It's part of the appointment for us to do what's right. Regardless of how many times we've seen it or not. That is not even relevant. That's relevant in your world because you're success oriented. I can't let you be that way. You got to be Jesus oriented. And if success comes there in the middle of all that, yay. If it don't, keep walking. Because the results are going to be the same whether you are famous or not famous. What's important is following Jesus. And it says right here, he chose. Say, I want to be chosen. Say it. And I want to be appointed. Man, I want to do this. I want to do this. I do. I don't want to lose my joy. And I don't want to lose my drive and my curiosity. I don't. I want to keep it. And so far, I've been fortunate to do that. And it's brought me, man, we got work in all over Africa and all over. Now, sheesh, I was telling Miss Hogan and I opened up a new base in Austria. What? Who ever heard of Austria? And there's your home. If you need to go traveling, just let my wife know and she'll tell the people and you can go there and stay for free. We already paid for it. And it's beautiful. I mean, I sat there. I was preaching every day, but every morning I'd get up and go out there and sit behind that little thing, a little place, and there are the Austrian Alps. You talk about one beautiful place. My goodness. And the funny thing is, people are getting saved every day. I would have never chose Austria. It's so calm and peaceful and perfect and beautiful. Now, why do you need me? It turns out they need somebody to tell them they need to get saved. So that's my job. Say, I want to be chosen. And I want to be appointed. Now, watch what it says. Jesus chose and appointed 70 others. Say, I want to be in the 70 others. I don't necessarily need to be that super important number one apostle. Say it. I don't need the engraved, embossed brass letters on my door. I built this prayer center thing, and it's awesome. I like it. And guess who the head janitor is? Moi. Guess who the second janitor is? Luis Alberto. Guess who number three assistant is? Miss Hogan. You know what? Who gives a flip? You know what matters? A few weeks ago, I was sitting there and these fellas walked in. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm always by myself that time of day. And I was sitting in there and these fellas walk in and I go, how'd you get in here? And the guy says, the Father sent us. And I go, yay. There's a lots of fathers. You know what he said to me? Our Father's name is I Am. I said, okay, what you guys got to say? Turns out they had brand new armor, and they carried me to this big furnace. I'm not going to tell you that story. But it was a bunch of them. Beings with power. And I told them, I ain't going with you anywhere. In the next breath, whoop, we was gone. Listen, when he chooses you, and you don't care about being the lead apostle, you just want to be appointed, you want a job, you know what he says? Okay, give him a job. Hey, y'all go and fix him up. And I don't know where we was at, but it was this big furnace, and they was beating out this one big guy. Now, I've been around workout people my whole life. I mean, athletes, professionals. But this fellow was a cut above. He had this medal, and they beat this medal out. Next thing you know, they fit me out with this armor. And I get armor head to toe put on me, and then this big sword. And the big guy, the big one that carried the medal, he wasn't bowing to me, but he was honoring when he handed me that sword. Yeah. And here's what he said. The armor of the past will not suffice for the wars of the now and the future.
Wow.
So this is why I know we got a job. We have been chosen. We have been appointed. And I know this to be a fact. Because I got some new armor out of the deal. And I really like my job. Sure do. And I like healing that old lady in Norway. Man, I like that. I like her giving me all them kisses like I did something. All I did was get in the way. But I did happen to be at the right place at the right time. So it could intersect. You understand? That's why our job is important. I know how monotonous it is most of the time. I know how things are not going our way a lot. You hear me? But I want you to listen to what he said here, the next phrase. Now, fortunate about me in the last 2 years, I've been getting up at 3:15 for not quite two years. And I go to that prayer thing by myself and I just sit there. I just listen to the Bible. All of a sudden it starts making sense. And all of a sudden these beings come and they teach you the powers of God and they encourage you. Can you hear me? I like it. And I don't mind one bit being in there by myself. That's a nice place. Just like you got here. Similar. It ain't the same, but similar. Hear me? I'm encouraging you. I need you to come on. Let's go. I can't push you anywhere. But I can definitely guide you somewhere. And guess what? I'm right. Look what this says. And he sent them out ahead of him. Okay. Do you understand that term? Okay. He sent us out, right? Okay, I'm sent out. And I'm out there wasting money on airplanes and hotels and rentals and, oh man, it just seems like it's such a bunch of money. And the return seems less than it seems like it should be. Yeah. Right? Say, yeah, I know. Say it. See, your problem with me is I'm a mathematician and you don't even know it. You can't tell it because my redneck's in your way. You can't tell. But I do math, son. It makes sense to me. See? And sometimes the return on what I'm doing seems a little light, you know? Yeah. And I don't like that. I want more, better returns for my money. But whenever you pick a woman up out of a wheelchair after 50, you imagine being in a wheelchair, the prison. And there, she had no rights. There was no help. Then Jesus sent me. Go figure. But you see, the deal is, look right there, it says, he sent them out ahead of him. See, we're not out there on our own. This is not a futile job we're doing. This is not, we're not abused and wasteful and non-caring. We're on a mission that we don't even know what it is, hardly. Turns out, he does. He knows the plan. And we have to trust him. And that right there is the problem, isn't it? Because I know I could make a better plan. Shoot, this bunch right here, we can come up with a better plan. Well, I don't know if it'd work. Because I know the one I'm on right now is working. Y'all hear me? Yeah. You're not out there by yourself. And you can go out there and get you some, you ladies can go get y'all another man, help yourself. But you're going to crash and burn, I'm warning you. You can go out there and get you some alcohol, fellas, or some drugs. You can go help yourself. I am not in your way. Let me get the door for you. You think I give a flip? No, you got to make this decision, and it has to be wise. We have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We have to make quality decisions and keep making them. No, this ain't a one time, 10 time, 100 time. No. It's thousands upon thousands of one after the other good decisions that lead to the point of where that woman's in that chair. Because God wants to heal that lady. Because you're out there on his behalf. Are y'all catching on to the point yet? And I'm not mad at you at all. Because the most of us in here have shipwrecked about 450 times. And every time we stand up and we dust ourselves off and God's hand just reaches in there and we say, we're going to do better. God, forgive me, please. Oh, my God. I'm going to do better. Praise the Lord. Problem with you is, I'm out there in that world, son. I'm in every corner, nook and cranny, and every one of them look at me and say, how you get the, I'm talking about unsaved. I was on a jet going from Houston to Munich, and the purser, head purser on that jet walks up to me and she says, I have a question for you. And I look around. Why me? She said, that woman, we've been watching you. You got on this plane. You taking care of that woman. You took care of her stuff. That's our job. I said, y'all don't do it good enough. I'm way better at that job than y'all are. I take care of this woman right here now. She said, yeah, we saw that. We want to know why. I said, I got one thing to say to you. You remember, you don't want to ask the question. Because I ain't afraid of you. And I will tell you. His name is Jesus. And this is on a public jet. Non-controlled environment. Worldly. Isn't that something? He sends us out in ahead of him. He's following us. He's the one does the work. Say thank you, Jesus. Say it. Okay? Y'all with me? Y'all had enough of fussing with the Bible? We done about one verse, right? Not quite. Let's go ahead and finish this verse. So I can pacify a few things. So I get in big trouble because Because I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is the Word of God. That's what I believe. And I believe God raised Him from the dead. And He is alive.
Amen.
I believe that. And I like it. And I like going out there. Because He's coming. He's not going to leave me hanging. You know, I met a man over in Norway. I know it was me. I was supposed to meet this man and I was supposed to meet that woman. And, you know, I got it sorted now, a couple of things. But he's, you know what he does for a living? He preaches on the front lines of the Ukraine-Russian war. And he said to me, "You coming, right?" I said, "Where?" He said, "Well, there's a bunch of wounded Russian and Ukrainians that need you to lay your hands upon them." I said, "I'll be right there." See, you gotta understand, God's with us. And He's sending us out. We have been chosen. We've been appointed. And I know you think you're the one making all the decisions, and I'm going to go ahead and let you believe that, but you're guided by the Spirit of life. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the captain of what we do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to let Him be.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I done found me some Jesus, son. So I'll be going there in a few weeks. You intercessors, please pray for us because I'm going. I'm going to go lay my hands on all the enemies of each other. They're not my enemies. That's your war. That ain't my war. And you better listen to me. I don't pick sides. I follow the Holy Ghost. You can say and do what you want to, and you can be, and you can vote and do what you want. Have you? Help yourself. I bless you. I really do. I don't care. But I don't join your team. And that don't make me mine or your enemy. You clear?
Yes.
I'm walking with Jesus, and not your opinion.
Amen.
Okay. And I ain't even mad at you. But I just got to go. You feel me? I feel driven. I feel compelled to help. You don't know why? Because I can. Feel that. See, I can. I can help.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm not the best. The best is the home sleep. Chosen, say it. Choose me, God. Appoint me, God. I want to do the job. And I want to be good at it. I'm serious. I got one thing in mind. You know what that is? That's the finish line. I don't care what it takes. The pain, the suffering, the whatever it takes. Dude, are you for real? You counting that? What's wrong with you? That don't count. Obedience is what counts. Walking in mercy. Being that one that'll help the one that's most broken. So, the man with the blood coming out of his mouth, would you put him up, please? There you go. I need y'all to see this. I'm going to quit being fussy. I am. I hope. I need you to see this. This right here is what you call an Aztec Indian. And what you got is this man. You see that blood? He's dead. He's got two incurables. There wasn't any money to get him to the right doctor specialist. And so you know what they did? The wife. You wives, I admire you. You have no idea. She sold herself 2 days' work to get some men to push her husband in a wheelbarrow. And that's what he's in. He's in a wheelbarrow. There ain't no vehicles. There ain't no help. She come to a service where we were. And I done told you I'm not a good guy. But you know what I am? I'm on the job. And I'm right. Do you hear me? I would never tell you we're good people. But what I will tell you, you can be right. And you can be in the right place at the right time when somebody dying needs you. You can be that person. You can be significant. I mean, y'all don't even know it happened. But to them, their world, there was no other choice but me. And fortunately, I'm on the job. You hear me? You hear me, right? It matters that you own the job. That you in play, that you went ahead of him, and he's coming. Set it. Set him out 2x2 ahead of him. Ahead of him. The one that matters. Because we are sheep for the slaughter. But he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the one. He's the one. Jesus is the one. And I know our problems are real and they're hurtful and they're significant. They are. They are. It does matter. But it's Jesus. The answer is Jesus. No matter who did what, political, evil, it hurts. Don't get me started on it. I can keep you here for a while with some bad stuff. But I'd rather tell you some good stuff. Because that woman promised 2 men 2 days' wage if they'd bring that wheelbarrow. And she walked through them jungles and found us. And that's him when he got to where we was. And we laid our hands upon him. It's simple. It's not hard. You ready? Jesus' name. Look at this. Ready? Look. Jesus' name. And I don't know what's wrong with these folks, if anything. But the odds are pretty high. Being a human, you got a few things just a little sideways. You need a little bit of help with. And probably Jesus could work some of that out for us. If we just give him a chance. Jesus. Do you see how my life goes? I don't meet strangers. You see me? Look at me looking at you. I don't meet strangers. I know everybody. And I like my job. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I don't agree with you. I don't much care about that, do I? What I do care about is being good at my job. Yeah. I like being on the job. And I like being commissioned, being appointed, being chosen. I like that. And I like being in the right place at the right time. Because it's coming. If you can trust Jesus and if you can not be selfish for just about 3 seconds, it would surprise you the goodness of God that would surround you. And so, next thing you know, I don't know, several of us prayed for this guy. I mean, it was, you look at him, it ain't good. And that's, when blood's leaking out of somebody like that, nearly 100% of these diseases are contagious because the demon is looking for a new host. You understand what I said? Yeah. And so, if you will, the man in the orange standing in front of the building. Okay, you see who this fella is? You don't recognize him, do you? That's the fella in the wheelbarrow. And I want you to look at him. He don't look like much, but he looks a lot better than he did in that wheelbarrow. And you know what else? I had no idea the guy was a bricklayer. See that building right behind him there? That's one of our churches. He built it. God raised him up out that wheelbarrow, so I hired him, gave him a job. What do you think? I paid the woman's debt as well. Say it, I want that. Say it. We can do this. I know it seems impossible. I know it does. There ain't no help. Truth is, there is. And his name is Jesus. And you know, everybody tells me all the time, man, you need life. All you ever do is talk about Jesus. Serious? You for real? I'm 72 years old. I ain't got one sick thing in my body, and I'm running marathons, and I'm all over the continents of all the whole world, and I'm healing the sick, and you're telling me how wrong I am for real? You got to tell this girl not to bother me. I'm busy. I'm doing my job. That's my daughter in Atlanta. Okay, so did that video turn out? Okay, if you will, put that video up there. And if you can, turn the noise up. Oh, wait, we got to move to orange guy. This is a Spanish song. Am I going to have to come back there? There we go. Excuse the camera work. Como tú, no lo hay, no lo hay, no hay Dios tan grande como tú, no lo hay. Que puede hacer las obras como las que haces tú. Okay, baby, thank you. All right. Well, I apologize it's sideways, but I don't know what to say. If I was good at what I did, y'all would be worried. What I just showed you was a progression, was what I do for a living. Hear me? You take these broken people that have zero chance. If that lady wouldn't have brought that man to us, he would have died and went to hell. Do you understand what I said to you? But because we was in the right place at the right time, because we had gone out two by two ahead of him, this is Luke chapter 10 verse 1. That's the only one we made it through. That's my fault. So I enjoy this. Can y'all see me enjoying this? Man, I like my job. I like taking broken things and fixing them. I'm a good mechanic. And then that guy got a job, and we got him back on his feet. He built that. That's a real nice little church he built. Put about 90 people in that building, probably. It would probably be a good utility building for y'all, but for us, it's a pretty good building. wouldn't meet any of y'all's codes. And I'm not against your codes. I'm not against you at all. Like I said, I'm not mad at you. I just need you hearing what I'm trying to say to you. I need you to be chosen and appointed, and I need you to go out ahead of him because he's coming. He won't leave you out there stranded. He will back you. He will. He just will. In that little old song they was singing, no idea tan grande como tú. There's not a God as big as you are. No lo hay. There isn't one. No lo hay. And that little old service that was a service. Guess whose house it was? The guy in the wheelbarrow. You got to see the first service, howbeit sideways in only a few seconds. You got to see the progression. That's what I do for a living. You take hurt, broke people and you go out on a limb and you just look at hell and dare him to cut the limb off. Cut it. God is with us. Y'all, we can do this. You hear me? Hear me, right? The opposition that's against us, man, to get you to that location, you have no idea how much faith it would take. A lot. That's where two cartels meet, and it's war. But yet there we are out there working. I'm never going to say we're good. I'm going to say what we are is he sent us out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's coming.
Amen.
And that right there I can trust.
Yeah.
Some of y'all have worked and you've done. You've put money. You've put time. You've lost and been ripped off and gutted and... All I can say is welcome to ministry. I'm an eighth generation guy. You're not going to surprise me with much. If you do, it's pretty big. There ain't no new demons out there. Don't be impressed. Be impressed when God comes and backs you. Don't be impressed with your enemy and the loss and the lack and the... Dude, are you for real? Quit worrying about that.
Amen.
Either God's real or he's not. If he's not, dude, like he said, let's go sell cars or something. Me, I'd rather be a fishing captain on some boat and go out in the ocean and fish a little bit. I missed out on it for the last 50 years. You hear me? I bless you. But we can do this. And it ain't somebody special. It's somebody to let Jesus choose them. It's somebody that'll look at Jesus and do this right here.
Yes.
And here comes that sword of the Spirit. And then you get to get on its trails and you all of a sudden find these people that are broken and all you do is touch them. All you do, it's nothing. I don't get it at all. I don't have any of it sorted.
Yeah.
What does it mean to touch somebody and they're broken and they fit fixed? How does that help anything?
Yeah.
That's pretty odd.
Jesus.
But you see me, I like it, don't I? Can you tell? Look at me. I like this. A lot. And I'm inviting you. Stand up, please. Let's do something else. Is it okay if we do something else? I'm not tired of talking. I'm just going to stop. Holy Ghost. I'm a marathon runner, son. I can talk. I can burn some time. Holy Ghost. I don't need to be like Ms. Hogan and I. It was September the 3rd. As our anniversary, we was on a plane going to Baltimore from Houston. And one of the stewardesses on there, man, she was one mad human being. She done had a train wreck. Man, you should have heard that woman cursing men and kids loud. I mean, she's dressed in uniform. She's not supposed to be acting that way. Say, yeah, we know that. Say it. But she was. You know what was wrong with her? She's a non-saved, angry human being. And I got offended by it. I'm sitting right there looking at her, but she just won't shut up. She just was preaching like 20 minutes at how awful her life and men and government and kids and judges and I'd say most of us in here probably agree with her on most of it. Say yeah. Me too, I would. But that's the wrong place for it. Hear me?
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person that if you're going to have the right to spew your bile in public, I'm looking for an opening. I'm not going to sit there and take that. I'm not going to offend her more. Try not to. And all of a sudden, I didn't do it. I didn't have to. You know who did? My boss, he came along. And the head purser lady, she's sitting there. She said, I couldn't help. I mean, after listening to that woman, she was sitting right beside her, heard her whole message on hate. And she just looked me right in the eye. I'm standing this close to her. And the other lady's right there. You're not that person, but... And she said to me, I couldn't help but notice how you love your wife. And I looked at her. How does she know me? How does she know that's the right question to ask me? Right statement to make to me? I said, now, ma'am, you don't know it, but today is our 53rd anniversary. Instantly, tears started rolling down her face. I'm right on the jet. We're taxiing up to the thing. And the lady goes, would you mind telling me how that's accomplished? I said, I wouldn't mind a bit, but you got to remember, you the one to ask the question. Isn't that how it went? And I just looked them right, and now the captain done shut the plane off and come out the door, and then we're all sitting there, and I just sit there and told them it's because Jesus is king. And I love my wife, and I love Jesus, and I love my family. The thing she just went down the list hating, I went down the list loving. And I blamed it on Jesus. Not the goodness of any man. We can do this. And we don't have to do it with a sword out slashing people. We can do it with the love of the Holy Ghost and the fire of the gospel on us. We can do this. Just takes a little courage. And I look over at that lady that was hating so much. She can't even, she's red faced, sobbing, and got to pray for everybody. It was a wonderful time. And I said, I'm going to have to quit or these people's going to riot behind us. We got to get off this jet. But they let me pray for them. Isn't that awesome? I like that. I like that being out there in real public and God giving me opportunity and having the courage to take it. I need you to want that because he chose us, appointed us, and then sent us out there because he's coming. You saw that, right?
Amen.
So did I. So So we okay to pray over somebody? So if you got a incurable something or another that somebody told you wouldn't be fixed, let my boss have a chance at it first. Please. I don't know it. I've written every one of these continents. I've been in every war zone, hell hole there is. You know what I figured out about being around mean humans? If you can win their trust for just a second, and if they just give me all it takes is 3 seconds. Watch this, ready? Just 3 seconds. Changes people. It just touches them. It just takes just a little bit of courage. And it's from Him as well. The courage is from Him as well. I'm serious. So if you're sick in your body or your home, your finances, maybe there's nothing wrong with you at all. Maybe you just want a job. That'd be me. Ain't nothing wrong with me at all. I'm blessed. I'm not mad and I'm not broke. I'm healthy. I'm fixed. Amen. Jesus fixed me.
Amen.
So if you want some prayer, come up here with me and we'll figure something out. Just make a little old line. Give me some ushers and here, let's make a pretty little line. Let's act like we know how to be religious. Come on over here, baby. You're doing great. Y'all are doing great. Thank y'all. Come on up here. Hey, Ma, you're doing great. You're doing good. Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. Holy Ghost. We're doing good. Everybody's doing good. Jesus, how we doing, Mom? We okay? Jesus. Hey, baby. Oh, don't be afraid of me. Ain't no reason to be. But now what's backing me, you need to fear that just a little. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Mom. Oh, man, you just got me on the spot. Yeah, just doing her job. And if you're in this room and you don't know Jesus, the very most important thing I do is I invite people to get to know this power that's got a hold of me. His name is Jesus. And it's for real. But if you're too nervous to talk to me, I don't blame you one bit. There'll be some folks around here that's a lot less aggressive than me. And they'll talk to you. Holy Ghost. Turns out I'm right about this. And I really like my job. And I have to go on record and tell you, thank you. You did that job back there pretty good. You don't act like you've done that before. I'm pretty impressed. So whatever it is you need, I can't give you anything but a bad time. Now, you know that, right? You know that to be true. That's right. It's been done. That's a promise. It ain't me promising. It's somebody with power promising. And His name is Jesus. You know what happened? I stayed with it and figured some of this stuff out. And what I like about it is the consistency and the percentages are rising.
That's good.
Y'all got me? Because you see me clear-eyed, right? I'm clear-eyed. Stable. That's what I want for everybody in this room. Health and stability. And that all in Jesus. Right? Okay, so you got some kind of music, Ms. Marilyn or somebody? Are y'all going to... Okay, y'all come up with something. All right, good. I'll just do my job. Won't worry about that. Ms. Hogan, take this thing off me. I'm tired of being noisy. How's it going, son?
Pretty good.
It seems like it might be. You know how it's going for me?
Yeah.
Real well.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't run into some energy out sitting in my mouth.